Lecture 23, Vicksburg, Port Hudson, and Tullahoma.
We continue our military focus on the summer of 1863 with this lecture on campaigning along the Mississippi River and in Tennessee. We'll begin with a survey of the strategic situation in the West in the spring of 1863, and then we'll move on to examine Grant's successful campaign against Vicksburg, the second phase, if you like, or the ultimate phase of his campaigning against Vicksburg. Then we'll look at the Port Hudson campaign that resulted in the loss of that other major Confederate position on the Mississippi, and we'll finish with what was called the Tullahoma campaign, which was carried out by William S. Rosecrans against Braxton Bragg in Tennessee. Let's start with a quick look at the major Union forces and what they were preparing to do in the West in the spring of 63. There are three armies that we need to be concerned with and three elements to the overall strategic operation in the West for the North. The first is Grant. This is by far the most important of the different elements. It's his continuing campaign against Vicksburg. It's very important in terms of visibility on the civilian front, both in the North and the South. Very important in terms of its psychological importance, its importance in the sense of morale for the civilians behind the lines in the North and South. There's several reasons for that. It had been underway for a long time. This had been an operation that had been unfolding in fits and starts with advances and retreats since December of 1862. So people were conditioned to look at their newspapers and see what was going on in the campaigning along the Mississippi River. It was on their radar screen, in other words, quite prominently. They were conditioned to see, to check and see how it was going. It was made more prominent by the fact they'd been thinking about it since the Anaconda Plan had first been discussed in the newspapers. Everyone knew the North wanted to gain control of the Mississippi River. Vicksburg had come to be the most important point on the river, so it had great importance because of that. Newspapers had given it a lot of play, and the people read about it frequently. The fact that it had been in the news for so long made it seem quite important to the North. The whole Gettysburg campaign would be played out in less than a month. Not really time for people to look forward to reading about it every day over the long term. Vicksburg was different. And finally, Vicksburg, I think, was very important because it presented a very dramatic and easily grasped image. Vicksburg, a citadel on the Mississippi River. One of two things will happen with this citadel. It will either be captured by the North, which would be a vastly important success for the North, or the Confederates would drive Grant away and the Mississippi River would remain partially in Confederate hands. It seemed to be pretty much a black and white verdict that would come from this effort. It would either fall to Grant or it would resist his efforts. Nothing equivocal about that. We saw in our last lecture that the outcome of Gettysburg did seem equivocal to people in the North and South. Vicksburg was not going to be that way, and I think people realized that as they watched their papers and talked with each other about what Grant was doing. If you read newspapers and letters and diaries from the spring and into the summer of 1863, on both sides, Union and Confederate, you will see that people have a great interest in what is happening at Vicksburg. It's a great focal point. It's not exactly like Fort Sumter in 1861 as it became the great focal point, but it really is similar. More and more people giving more and more attention to Vicksburg. Now, Grant's opponents in this operation would be John C. Pemberton and Joseph E. Johnston, and we'll talk about both of them a bit more in a few minutes. So that's the first of these northern advances, the first of the northern armies in the West. The second was the force under Nathaniel Prentice Banks, which would move up the Mississippi River against Port Hudson, Louisiana, the second Confederate strong point on the river. And the third operation would be William S. Rosecrans's Army of the Cumberland marching into southeastern Tennessee to confront Braxton Bragg's Army of Tennessee. Chattanooga would be the prize here. That's the ultimate goal for this part of the campaigning. The North wants Chattanooga. The Confederacy wants to deny the North control of Chattanooga.